Ghosts are everywhere.
Kablammy.
Kablam balam. Hello.
Hello and hello. Welcome.
Hello to this. Hooray.
Hooray indeed. I'm Cecilia.
I'm Carly.
And this is Ghosts Are Everywhere. And yes, we're back. Not so live, not so in person.
We're back regular time, regular way.
Regular time, regular place. We don't have hundreds of you watching us.
I know. I feel like I almost don't know how to remember how to do it like this because I feel so spoiled.
No.
We've been so spoiled.
I know. We had people listening and laughing.
Literally laughing. Oh, it was fully surreal. You and I talked about this afterwards, but I think it's important we let everyone know that we talked about it afterwards and we were like, it was so weird to see when they laughed.
Because it's different. It was so funny. It's not when we laugh at ourselves. It's, I don't know.
It's just everyone laughs whenever they think something is funny.
Yeah.
And it's amazing to see. You're like, whoa.
Yeah.
That must be what it's like when you listen at home.
Yeah.
Like, it gave me, at least, a little glimpse into, like, how people listen to this podcast. And I was like, that's so weird. Mm-hmm. It was so wonderful.
And there are moments when, like, a couple people would laugh or, like, no one would laugh. And then just my mom would laugh.
It was iconic.
Yeah.
Iconic.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And then there would be moments where just you and I laughed and no one else laughed.
And no one else. We were like, ha-ha. And we're like, oh.
I'm like, okay, I guess we're not funny this one.
Okay, sure. Okay.
Anyways, if you listened to last week's episode, which is the live show, you would have listened to it, and you can hear what we are talking about.
You'll be able to hear it if
you'll
didn't listen to it. Go back. Give it a listen. It was a fun
time. Give it a listen. Yeah, and thanks to everyone who came out in person. It was a jolly good time. Thanks to our pals at the Fable and Folly Podcast Network, and thanks at the Staircase. It was chef's kiss. I think our first live show could not have ever gone better.
Mm-hmm.
An excellent experiment in live shows.
Yeah, it was great. Maybe we'll do it again.
Exactly. For our first, but I don't think our last.
Yeah, so maybe we'll do one elsewhere.
Ooh, who knows? Mm. We don't know. We don't make the rules.
We don't make any rules.
We're the only ones who make the rules, actually, in this house. This haunted house.
This is our house, and no one else makes the rules, actually.
Actually.
No one else is.
This is our house. Loud. We make the rules. We can leave the Christmas lights up till January.
We can leave the Christmas lights up till January. We can let our friends crash in the living room.
We can. This is our house. We make the rules. So.
We make the rules.
Yeah.
And that's that.
That's correct.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of, I bought a candle today.
Oh, boy.
Called Midnight.
Okay, cute.
It's one of those Shy Wolf candles.
Yeah.
They do, like, the songs and the tarot cards.
Mm-hmm.
And last year, we all got All Too Well.
I should burn my All Too Well one. I haven't much.
This one smells really good. I wasn't going to buy it. I was just like, I don't need another Taylor Swift candle.
Does it smell sexy?
It smells so good. It's like, it smells like midnight. I was like, how is that correct? It smells like midnight and also like the dark of winter, you know, like the dark, like pitch black winter night.
Mm-hmm.
This is what you hope it to smell like.
Okay.
Yeah. It smells like, it says sleepless nights, spiced plum, cypress and saffron.
Ooh, cute.
Which, like, I don't think I could imagine what that smells like if you describe it, but it smells like
spiced plum.
It smells like spliced plum, if you ask me.
Mm.
And sleepless nights.
Love a sleepless night.
Yeah, sleepless nights, spiced plum, cypress, and saffron. It's
okay,
sweet.
Interesting.
Yeah, midnight.
Interesting.
It's a really good smell.
Excellent. It's a really good smell. It's an okay album. Sorry.
Sorry, not sorry. No, I loved it. You know what? Every conversation I've had with somebody who is really excited about it, I mean, is like almost everybody, but like every time it's come up around like a wonderful like cis white gay man, the first thing out of their mouth is, "Oh my god, have you heard Karma?" And every time they're like, "It's my favorite," and I'm always like,
"Of course it is."
Yeah, it's great. Yeah, I get it. I get why you love it. It's a bop. Like, But it's my honest to God, it's happened three separate occasions to me. And I'm just like, hello?
The girls love karma.
The girls love karma. Karma's for the girls and the gays, baby. And they love it.
Karma's they so funny. It's karma such a, is a dumb cat. Song.
It's so funny. I get it. It's adorable. I understand the hype. I get it. Mm-hmm. And I get who it's for now way more.
Yes.
And I've noticed that pattern.
Sense. Yeah.
Yeah. I was like, yeah. Karma is a cat curled up on my lap because it loves me or whatever. Yeah.
Yeah.
I get it. Yeah. Karma is my boyfriend.
Karma is God. My boyfriend.
I got it. It's for them.
It's for,
I
them.
Love that for them, honestly.
And it is because karma is my boyfriend.
It's because karma is my boyfriend. Yeah. No, I suddenly, like, really understood who it was for. I was like,
karma really vibe like that.
Me and karma vibe like that. That was good. I was almost said that in a response today when I was talking about it to this person. And I was like, okay, I can't commit too hard.
You can't lean into it. Because
she was like, oh my God, karma. I was like, yeah, me and karma vibe like that. I almost did.
You should have. They would have loved it.
Honestly, they would have loved it. I know. I should have. I should have leaned in way harder, but I stopped.
That is
myself.
The response. Anyone that unironically says that they love that song, you really have to lean into how cheesy it is.
Oh, yeah. Well, it came up because I was buying this candle, right? Like, it came up, like, okay. Oh, have you listened to it? I was like, obviously.
Of
like,
course.
Who do you take me for, an actual fool? Of course I've listened to it.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah. Oh, it was so funny. It was so funny. And I couldn't come up with, quick enough with my favorite song. Because all I could think was, oh, my God, the gays love karma. But
yeah, that was all you could think about.
It was a great conversation.
What is my favorite song? I don't know.
My favorite is Mastermind.
I feel like,
but Mastermind more so.
Yeah, Bejeweled. I like. It's kind of silly. Yeah. They're all kind of silly. I was
listening to the
bonus songs, whatever the 3 a.m. songs.
Oh yeah, the 3 a.m. version.
And I like Glitch.
Glitch is good.
I don't know.
I think Paris. I think Paris is cute.
I like the Carly Rae Jepsen album. And
what have I been listening to all day? The Carly Rae Jepsen album on repeat.
Yeah, baby. Because I just listened to that.
I finally listened to it.
Mm-hmm. And it fucking rules.
And it's, like, absolutely incredible. It's like space disco.
Yeah, it's very disco-y, which is fun. Very
it's
poppy.
It's literally space disco. Have you listened to The Longest Time? It's space disco.
Oh, yeah. Longest Time is so good.
I described it to my dad.
When that song came out, I was like, wow,
I'm coming back for you, baby.
Very good hands.
I'm coming back for you.
She is.
Yeah. I'm a sucker for, like, a good duet, too, and it's great.
Mm-hmm.
It's sickening.
Who would have known? She's just like, hey, guess what? Rufus Wainwright. And I was like, okay.
I know. So random. But, like,
didn't expect it, but you know what? Right? It's the duo that we needed right now.
Nobody asked, but everyone needs, you know?
Yes, exactly.
It was awesome. It's so good. I'm not gonna shade Taylor too much because I do enjoy Midnights.
Yeah.
For me, because the first time I listened to it and I listened to it on repeat for quite a few days was when I was still in New York. So for me it's gonna always be like a walking down the street like hop of an album.
The first time I was listening to it, I was cleaning the bathroom. And
oh, that's a bummer. Yeah. That's
not
quite that vibe.
And the first time I listened to it, I thought, this is bad.
But see, I have that problem a lot of times. When the first time I listened to Lover, I thought it was bad. But I hadn't got, and I was like, oh, this is not good. And then I listened to it, I was like, okay, it's fine. And then, shocker of all shockers, this September, what did I listen to? Nothing but Lover. I listened to Lover so much. And I went, this is an excellent
album.
Because
you were in
album.
New York, it makes sense.
Because it's such a New York album.
Cornelia
she says New
Street.
York in, like, every other song.
Yeah.
Cornelia Street, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So I just kept listening to it, and then I was like, this slaps. So maybe, like, in 3 years, we could revisit Midnights, and we might feel differently about it.
I don't know.
It's fine. I think she... I love it because it's Taylor, but if it were not Taylor, it would be different and maybe better. No. I just think she's trying really... trying something.
She's trying so hard.
And she's doing it.
I just think that some of the other girlies are doing it better this year, and she just, it doesn't hit quite as much as she wanted it to.
Okay, I think it hits exactly as she wanted it to, too, because she is the first female artist of all time to have all top 10 charting songs on the Billboard 10 be her.
Okay, but only because she's Taylor, and everyone was like, okay, she's Taylor. I'm gonna listen to this album over and over again, even though it's, like, not that good. Even I've listened to it, like, so many times.
The people don't want to, they don't always want art. They want entertainment. Mm. And she brought the party with this album, I think, in that way, because she just gave us two art albums, which the art bitches like you and I love,
which were so much better,
which were so good.
Like, yeah, she
really
did. But
they didn't chart the same way that this is charting. You know what I mean?
This one is that maybe that's why I like at least Letter. I like it.
I think I get that too. Yeah, I think this is what I'm realizing. I'm realizing this in talking to you right now.
Because even like the what's the fucking song? The one like TikTok song is like specifically made for TikTok. Like Karma and what's it called? That other one.
The Anti-Hero?
Yeah, Anti-Hero is literally like, okay, we're gonna have these songs so that people will listen to them on TikTok. I like these ones. Yeah. Or like these people will like them. So it's going to chart. Like, it's very calculated in a way that she's always been. Calculated. But, yeah.
Yeah, she's always, like, it is like she is drinking her own medicine in this one, too, a little bit. Like, she really is, like, trying to out-tailor herself. And, like, she's already doing the most with the most. Mm-hmm. She doesn't need to, you know,
she's just gotta one up herself, and it kind of hurts in the actual.
Kind of hurts the music itself. I think as a whole, which is why I told you to listen to the 3 a.m. version, because I think the extra seven tracks, well, maybe not. People are like, oh, they're fine, and like, they're not the strongest tracks. That's why they're not on the regular album. But I think they kind of dilute the try-hardiness of the whole thing for me, at least.
Nah.
It slaps. It's still great, but did it come on my while I was working today, and did I switch it to Carly Rae Jepsen? No one will know. No, I won't say I did or didn't.
Do I switch to the Carly Rae Jepsen album, or do I just keep switching to the Maggie Rogers album every time I want to listen to anything else? Yes, indeed.
Yes,
indeedy. So I was texting Carly about that the other day because I was a little bit tipsy and like kind of coming home from curling
and had a lot of feelings
and I had a lot of thoughts about it because I was like trying to listen to the Taylor Swift album and I was like, you know what, I need to listen to right now, not this.
You're like, instead of this,
this fucking listen to Maggie Rogers.
It's excellent. I mean, it's excellent.
This has been
I guess the Maggie Rogers album is for the Taylor Swift, the Taylor Swifties that really enjoyed her last two albums.
Yes, yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Is
that's
vibe.
What I would say. Like if you if you're not a Taylor Swiftie girl who loves this album, just listen to Maggie Rogers and stuff. Yeah, you'll get it. It's not the same, but it's you'll love it. You'll still love it. But I get it. I get Midnights. It makes a lot of sense. It's fine and fun.
Mm-hmm.
I think it thinks it's something else.
Yeah.
And it's not. But that's okay.
Yeah.
It's kind of like Reputation. I think I said this to you too.
Yeah, which like it's is kind of like my least favorite album of hers, even though there's a few good songs on it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Even Lover is like only 50-50 to me. Like there's some songs that I really like and some that I'm like, oh my god, shut up.
Agreed. But I always thought I didn't really like Lover at all. I thought there was maybe like two songs I liked on it. But like I'd say about half is really, really good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, like, it's not Miss Americana. Like, that's not, nobody's doing that, you know? But, like, almost everything else,
pretty good.
Up there.
Not bad.
It's up there.
Not too bad. Not too shabby.
Not too shabby.
But that's been our Taylor Swift corner.
That's
what everybody comes here for.
That's what everybody comes here for, is for our Taylor Swift opinions, because we're really credited music critics. It's really important.
Okay do we have any other things that we need to tell them before I start telling them about ghosts?
I mean, we had the VIT conversation, the very important Taylor conversation off the top, so I think that's good. Because we haven't really been able to dive into it.
No, we haven't.
Because we haven't had a good time to. So I'm really glad that we really got into it.
We really got into what people come here for.
Yeah. 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 We may be we might be a little late to the game for some folks, but we also might be early for others.
Our TST, our Taylor Swift talk.
Exactly. We always got to have Tay talk, you know? That's how it goes.
You know, our Midnight's Madness.
Right? You're all love it and you're all welcome for it.
You're all love it.
You're all love it, okay? You know, you get it. You're all
you
love it.
You get it and you do all love it. Okay.
Every last one of you. So today we're in for a special Cecilia treat, right?
Carly, do you want to tell me, want me to tell you about ghosts?
I want to hear so much about ghosts from you that I just like want you to start right now.
Okay, we'll start right now then.
Okay, hooray!
Okay, fine.
Ugh. All right.
Ugh, fine. Okay.
Fine, I guess. Ugh.
So this is a special Cecilia episode in which only I tell a ghost story and Carly just shuts the fuck up and leaves.
Oh, okay then. Hold on. Let me walk out.
Bye. Oh, she's out of frame. She's gone. Okay, it's all me. Just kidding, Carly, come back.
It's me walking back in. Hi, okay. I'm back.
Hi, welcome.
Thank you.
Okay, Carly, you're allowed to talk, but
okay,
only sometimes.
Okay, only respond to your story.
Okay,
tell my own.
I'm going to tell you my sources, and you're going to guess where I'm talking about. Okay.
Oh, no.
Atlas Obscura.
I didn't sign up for this game.
Wikipedia. Medium.com. Vogue Scandinavia? What?
What?
TheOutbound.com. HitIceland.com. And FunIceland.is. Guess where I'm going.
I have an inkling that we are going to Iceland.
Yes.
Is it? Isn't there a haunted house in Iceland?
A haunted house?
Isn't there? I guess that's not what you're doing then.
What do you mean?
I don't know. Is there a haunted house that you're doing? Is it a house?
No, it's not a house. There are haunted houses in Iceland, but I'm not talking about a house.
Oh.
Mm.
Okay, now I really don't know what's happening. I really thought I was, like, maybe onto something, and now I'm lost.
You're like, is this a haunted house in Iceland? No.
Yeah, my hands are in the air. Confusion central. It's me. Like, I
don't. Okay, so I started the story, and I don't think we've ever talked about Iceland on the podcast.
No, I don't think we have at all.
Yeah, so
we can remember. Sorry, Iceland.
I was looking into it a little bit, and it's kind of surprising that we haven't talked about them before, because they have, like, a long, very, like, folklore-y history. Like, people in Iceland, compared to, like, pretty much everywhere else, they still really believe in, like, elves and fairies and trolls and, like, hidden folk and also ghost stories. So they have a lot of, like, folklore, and a lot of places in Iceland aren't necessarily haunted in a way that, like, are in North America or in other places in, like, Europe. But they do have a lot of ghost stories or fairy stories or elf stories attached to them.
Ooh.
So I'm going to be talking about two of those little ghosty stories from Iceland. Actually, they're two places. I was going to do two ghosty stories, but one of them I'm going to save for later because it might be able to be slotted in. Into a festive episode, perhaps.
What? Wow. Amazing.
Because we have talked about, were the ghost cats from Iceland? Not the ghost cats. The, like, remember the Christmas?
the Christmas boys?
The Christmas boys?
The ghost boys with the witch? With the witch that is their lady witch?
Was that Icelandic?
They were, like, either Eastern Europe or Icelandic. I think I remember them being cold.
Yes. I do think maybe they were, like, Scandinavian, but we have talked about Iceland maybe in passing in, like, one of those episodes. But this is not about that. This is about two different haunted tourist destinations that you can go to next time you're in Iceland if you want a beautiful, scenic, spooky spot.
Wow.
So the first one is Gunnvör.
Cool.
And I cannot promise to pronounce anything right because Icelandic is hard. But I did look it up and I think it's Gunnvör. Gunnvör. So it is the biggest hot spring in Iceland.
Oh.
And you know when you picture a hot spring, it's like a spa hot spring. It's like a place where you like go for a little dip.
Yes, it's like fancy, and they give you a robe.
Yes,
and there's like one of those like pool, like metal like railings built into it, so you can slide in easy.
This is not like that.
Oh, great!
It's not one of those spa hot springs. It's like a pool of like boiling hot water.
Oh, like the dangerous kind.
It's the dangerous kind of hot springs. Okay, great. So it's pretty treacherous, and it also has a reputation for being haunted.
Haunted.
After folklore about its resident's ghost. So there are a lot of hot springs and geysers and other weird, like, natural features in Iceland, which is a reason why a lot of people go visit, because it's located above a geothermal field, so a lot of hot gases seep up through fissures in the tectonic plates. You know more about, like, tectonic plates, maybe hit us up, tell us how that all works. I don't know. There's lots of volcanoes and steam coming up and things like that. So this is one of those places. It's located in the southwestern tip of Iceland, in the Reykjanes Peninsula.
Cool.
It's not a far drive. It's about an hour from Reykjavik, and it's actually pretty close to the airport. So it's like maybe like a 15-minute drive from the airport if you want to like zip on over there and go back, like maybe longer than 15 minutes, but it's close to the airport.
I think you shared about the Christmas witches in a 2019 episode 45, A Gay Old Time, which was our Christmas special that year.
So that one maybe talked about Iceland possibly
based maybe on the descriptions. It sounds like that was the time you talked about Christmas witches from around the world. So and that was also when we realized Jesus is a Gemini. So, just putting that back out there.
All right, just in case anyone forgot.
Yeah, Jesus. I mean, it's one of those things you really need to remember. I think it's important we remember, so. Yeah.
Jesus, like other cult leaders, Gemini.
Is a Gemini. Exactly.
Yeah.
So, can't forget. We must always remember.
Never forgive, never forget.
Correct.
So, Gunnuvor is in the heart of the Reykjanes UNESCO Global Geopark, where there are about 100 different craters, lava fields, cliffs, and other geothermal areas. So it seems like a really cool place to visit. If you want to go on some weird hikes, I looked at a lot of pictures, and it looks like one of those places that's just like, it looks like space. It looks like nowhere that you've ever been before.
Does it have, like, the, like, black volcanic rock and shit? Like, is it one of those, or?
Sort of. It has, like, a lot of just, like, rock and, like, colorful rock from, like, this one kind of around the hot springs because it has weird, minerals, and probably also because of, like, the steam. It has a lot of, like, bright orange and, like, blue in the rock around it.
Whoa.
And I'm sure there's areas with, like, the dark volcanic rock and other just, like, weird things. But it's, like, there's no, like, trees or plants or anything. Yeah, it's like,
it looks very barren, right?
It's like, it's, like, space. It's, like, weird, barren terrain.
Wild. Amazing. Oh, so, I have to think. That's just right here on our planet. That's
brilliant. Right? It's right here. You don't even have to go to space.
You don't even have to go to space. You don't even have to ask Elon Musk for any help at all. You could just go there.
No, you don't even have to talk to Elon Musk at all to go there.
You have to mention Elon Musk once at all.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You can say, fuck you, Elon Musk, and you can still go to...
You can still go to Iceland because he has nothing to
do
with it.
You can't say, fuck you, Elon Musk, and go to space, though. I don't think they let you do that.
No. Well, he might, like, shoot you into space to kill you.
Hey, I mean, that sounds kind of... That's a good way to go, is any.
Get shot into space.
Do you think there's ghosts in space?
Yes. Have you ever seen Ghosts of Mars?
True.
In which John Carpenter...
I was more just thinking, like, ghosts of the people that Elon Musk has shot into space. You know, that's
what... Well,
Obviously. Okay.
Obviously. Okay, so...
Also, Elon Musk, for all intents and purposes, this is a parody account. Thank you.
No, it's not. Fuck you. If Amazon wants to buy this podcast, just pretend I didn't say that. It is parody. It's we love billionaires.
We love money.
We love money. Okay.
We love so, money.
Speaking of
for money. All. Wait, what? Sorry.
What?
Speaking
of money. Shh, Carly.
Shh. Okay, sorry. Wait, what?
Okay, we're going back to Iceland.
Back to Iceland. Creepy back to place. Iceland. Amazing place.
Creepy hot springs.
Wild times.
The hot spring itself, it's, like I said, it's the largest one in the country. Yeah. It's 65 Dang. Feet across.
Oh, that's big. That's big as hell.
Big, yeah. So
that's
it has...
That's the biggest... That is big. Whoa.
It's the biggest one.
Big as hell.
Big as hell.
I didn't know they made them that big, you know?
They do.
That's amazing.
They did. It's full of boiling hot water, spewing hot clouds of steam. Not really great if you want to take a swim, so I wouldn't recommend it.
No, it sounds horrible.
It's not great. Stay out of the water. I think you can go kind of, like, through the steam because it'll, like, waft over and it's, like, really hot.
Right.
But you can just see it from, like, viewing platforms, kind of. You don't want to go, like, down to it.
As you probably should. That sounds yeah. good.
Don't like, go too close.
Let's keep the people away from the hot
it's
boiling
not
water.
That safe. It is the only hot spring in Iceland that contains 100% seawater. Since it's, like, really close to the ocean, so it's all coming.
I didn't know they made that.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know seawater. You could have 100% seawater in a hot
Me
spring.
Me neither. Because I only know of, like, kind of mountain hot springs.
Right?
Where it's, like, all it's like spring water.
Spring water, yeah. I just thought all hot springs came from a spring. It's in the name.
Mm-hmm.
But I guess you could have a seawater spring. I guess I never considered that a spring doesn't have to be fresh water.
This one's all seawater, baby. She's salty.
See, that's what this podcast is for. Mm-hmm. Learning.
Mm-hmm.
We're teaching things one day at a time.
We are learning so much about rocks and water and steam.
Ooh, steam, baby.
And ghosts. Okay, so the name Gunnvör comes from the name Gunna, which is a nickname for Gudrun.
Oh.
So Gudrun is our ghost at the center of the story. So there's a few different versions of the legend with slightly different characters, but all have this lady Gunna at the center. So she was an old woman who lived in the area sometime in the 18th century, way back in the day.
Wow.
She wasn't very popular, and many suspected her of being a witch, like a lot of old ladies in the 18th century.
She's a witch.
She's a witch. It said that she had a big pot that she was always cooking something in. Like, it was constantly brewing something in this big pot.
I love that for her, honestly.
So, goals. Maybe Absolute she was goals. Just making some soup, or maybe it was something
maybe
more
she's a
sinister.
Fucking witch. Like, please.
Definitely.
I just love that for her.
Definitely didn't help her reputation. People are like, well, she seems kind of witchy, and she just has that pot that's always brewing something.
Yeah, it's like, well, she seems kind of witchy. Cut to her sitting and stirring her pot.
In a big, like, cauldron.
Well, she, like, seems kind of witchy. Oh.
She seems pretty witchy.
That's
okay,
amazing.
So
that's amazing.
She lived in this little house that was owned by a lawyer. So, you know, we pay rent.
Oh.
She also had to pay rent, unfortunately.
A lawyer.
But one day she failed to pay her rent too many times, and he took away her pot. He said, if you don't give me any rent, I'm going to take your pot.
You can't take her pot. It's her pot.
I know. That's what she said. So she was so pissed that she said, if you don't give my paw back, I'm just going to hunger strike. I'm not eating until you give my paw back.
Oh, no.
Which also maybe because she had nothing to cook in because all she had was that pot.
Because she said, you know what? You take my pot. I can't eat. I won't eat.
I can't eat and I won't eat.
She says, I don't like Uber Eats. I only like what I make.
They didn't have Uber Eats.
I have specific dietary needs.
It's Iceland in the 18th century on, like, a little peninsula far away from everything.
That's right.
They didn't have shit.
She said, I can't. You need
I
to let
can't.
Me.
So she was on her hunger strike until he promised to return her pot, but he refused, and she refused to eat, and then eventually she starved to death.
No! That's a bummer.
Mm-hmm. But she sounds very nice. No, she doesn't. You haven't heard the second part of the story.
Even better.
So even though she died, she was one of those that just doesn't really die when she dies. They took her away to be buried. And the men who were burying her just kind of started to dig her grave. And they heard a scream from what they thought was her spirit that said, "No need dig deep. No plans long to lie."
Oh my God. What would you do? What would you do in that instance?
They're like, what?
They're like,
I guess they didn't dig that deep. They're like, okay. That's chill.
No need. There is no need. No need
dig deep. I'm not going to stay here very long. Not going to stay long. Which also, like, write that on my tombstone, please.
Also that.
No need dig deep. No plans long to lie.
No need dig deep. You know what? No need dig deep.
Don't even bother.
While I'm thinking about it, no need dig deep.
No need dig deep. I'm getting out of here.
That's so funny.
So they were kind of freaked out, but they buried her anyway. And then the next day, her lawyer landlord was found dead. And he was all bruised up, and he had a bunch of broken bones, and he was, like, fucked up. And
whoa.
Everyone was like, oh, shit. She didn't plan to lie long. She got out of the grave. She destroyed him. She killed him.
Oh, my God.
But she wasn't done. So.
Oh, no.
The dead lawyer was, you know how, like, back in the day they used to, like, keep them around a bit to make sure they were dead and to, like.
Right, because they, like, medicine wasn't very helpful for knowing if everyone's dead or not.
He was in the church, and a priest decided to, like, kind of hang out with his body to make sure that she didn't come back.
Right.
Because she tried to. She tried to come and take him and drag his soul to hell. So the priest had to fight him off. Is this
the origin story of Drag Me to Hell?
She does sound like the old lady from Drag Me to Hell.
Wow. Honestly, I like her more and more.
Mm-hmm.
I said she was a nice lady, and I meant it. I like her.
She's really something.
She's
so
got a lot of spunk.
She tried to drag him to hell, but the priest was like, absolutely not. So she was even more pissed off.
Right.
And she just started to rampage around the peninsula. And apparently she just, like, kind of hated everybody else in the area, too. So she just started to terrorize everybody. People, animals, children.
Oh, my God. Everybody. She really said.
Tourists.
She really hates tourists.
The lawyer's widow also died mysteriously shortly after.
That's so dramatic.
Visitors to the area regularly would get lost, die, or go mad during this time.
Oh, my God.
They're like, oh, they're she's like, at it again.
If you're going to visit, you might die, get lost, or get mad.
Yeah, know? Maybe stay away. We have a, like, angry poltergeist on the loose. We haven't figured out how to get rid of her.
Oh, wow.
So eventually, the locals were, like, really fed up. So they went to the priest for help because they're like, you've fought her off before.
Right? They're like, maybe, you're the one person who's been successful at this.
Maybe you know what to do. So apparently he was a fan of the other kind of spirits, like not ghosts, like the glug glug spirits.
Oh, he knew how to party.
So the locals, like, liquored him up a bit and were like, yo, you gotta come up with a plan for us. And his brilliant plan, because apparently she's a cat.
Oh my God.
Is to take a ball of twine, tie the end in a little knot, and put it near the hot spring.
Oh.
So
genius.
And this worked. So they did this. They put a ball of twine.
What do you mean it worked?
They put a string and they just kind of, like, waved it around, I guess. And she couldn't resist, and she grabbed the end of the ball of twine, and they rolled the ball of twine into the hot spring and took her with it.
They dragged her to hell. Opposite.
They
opposite
dragged
day.
Her opposite into the day. Springs. Yeah.
Whoa.
So the peninsula was now safe from its resident poltergeist, and the hot spring was renamed Gunnever, which means Gunn's hot spring, so they named it after her. They're like, well, she's in there now, so it's hers.
So it's hers, and it boils like her cauldron. Mm-hmm. Mm, I get it, I get it.
So some say that her ghost didn't actually fall all the way into the hot water, but that she continues to hold on to the edge.
Ew!
And that if you look closely, you can see her figure through the steam, holding on and, like, dangling there.
Or maybe don't look so closely. Maybe just don't
do that. I don't know. It's hard to see through the steam.
Ew! Mm-hmm. So freaky.
And maybe one day she'll crawl out and to continue to wreak havoc.
She better, well, when we visit, she better not. That's all I gotta say.
Yeah,
I'm not interested in being one of those tourists.
I don't want to get lost and die.
I don't want to get lost or die there. I just want to see some hot springs and have a nice time.
Yeah, I just want to check out the scenery.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, lady, chill.
Lady, chill. She's the least chill lady in the world.
She literally tries to drag you out. Yeah,
exactly.
I gotta respect the hustle, though. I do respect her efforts and her vibe.
She is kind of great. She was really going for it.
She was really going all mm-hmm. out.
Yeah.
We love a dedicated woman. We love a dedicated woman.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so the second haunted place. Very scenic as well. Very scenic, very spooky is Stuxnes Beach. Don't know if I'm saying that one right. Didn't look it up. Stuxnes. I don't know.
Stoke your fire.
It is on the opposite coast, still in the south, but on the east coast of Iceland.
Oh.
And it is known for being, like, super scenic. It has spooky goth black sand.
One of those. So I think this is maybe what the vibes I was thinking of. Like, the blackness. Okay.
Yeah.
Sounds like it's the East Coast, maybe.
East Coast. I don't know. Like, I think all around they kind of have that because there's a lot of volcanic activity.
Okay.
That's cool, this has fully black sand, and it's, like, dunes with, like, grass coming out of it, too. And
into that. I'm into that for sure.
There is a view of the ocean, and also there's mountains, so it's, like, super scenic. It's really popular with, like, photographers will go there.
Nice.
Especially because it's a great spot to see the northern lights.
Oh, that's right. That's why people go to I forgot about the northern lights.
Gotta see the northern lights.
You could see them in Iceland for a second. I get it.
You can very much see them in Iceland.
Yeah, I forgot that it was, like, really a big thing in Iceland. It's a big thing. I'm back.
It's a big thing.
It's, like, almost, it's like the thing, you know? I forgot.
So it's very beautiful, but it's also very kind of, like, eerie and isolated. It's pretty far away from a lot of stuff.
Makes sense.
Also, many ships have been wrecked on this beach.
Drama!
Because it's very shallow, so I guess a lot of them will just, like, run aground.
Right. You just can't navigate it, maybe?
And it is said that if you're on the beach at night, at the right or the wrong time, you can spot not only the Northern Lights, but the spirits of Vikings soaking wet from their deaths in the icy waters, walking out from their watery graves onto the beach.
Viking beach. Viking beach.
Viking ghost beach. Mm-hmm. Wow. So if you want to see some Viking ghosts, I mean, of course you would go to Iceland.
I mean, like, absolutely. Sign everyone up. I think that's why I'm going to Iceland now.
Mm-hmm. Viking ghosts.
I'm signing myself up for the Viking ghosts.
But you might also see something else.
What?
So this is a story from a photographer named Eric Bennett, who has a photography blog, and he wrote about an eerie experience he had at this beach when he visited with another photographer in 2015.
Whoa. All right.
And he says that he's not really a believer in any of, like, supernatural or ghosty things, but he had this, like, weird experience when he was visiting.
Of course he does.
Of course.
The lucky ones always do.
Of course. So he and his friend were shooting on the beach all day, and they decided to sleep in their car for a few hours and wait for the northern lights.
Right.
So at around 11, he was awoken to, like, the spectacular view of the northern lights, and he sprang out of the car to take photos, and it was so gorgeous. Right. And then after about 10 minutes, he's like, oh, shit, I should go tell my friend about this, wake him up.
So he's like, oh, wait.
Woke up his friend, the two of them kept taking pictures. He's like, wait, shit. I was supposed to tell him when the Northern Lights were up.
Yeah. He's like, gonna be so mad. Oh, I forgot.
So they kept taking pictures, and then Eric set up his tripod to set up a shot. So it was the kind of, like the Northern Lights were kind of lighting things up, but not enough that you could really see that much around. Like, you could see through the camera. Like, the cameras could see because of their magical camera ability. Because
of their setting. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, but you can't necessarily see that much around you. So he set up his tripod.
Like, the Northern Lights light up the sky, but it's not like you're standing in Times Square at night. Like,
Yeah. Or even, like, it's not super bright. Like, if you look around, you're not going to notice maybe, like, things in the grass or, like, in the sand. Like, things like that.
Ew. I hate that you're setting that up right now.
And that night, it was just them there. There was no one else around. Right. It had been a few hours since there was anybody else around. And kind of the wind and the tide had wiped away any sort of, like, traces of anybody.
Sure, sure.
Or so they thought.
Oh, gross!
So he snapped a pic, and when it came up on the screen of his camera, he looked at it and he freaked out because there were these big, wet footprints that seemed to be coming out from the water right up to where his tripod was.
Ew!
So, oh, shoot, I should have had this.
Not to the tripod.
I should have had where this picture is because I'm going to send it to you.
Oh, no.
Because it is one of those photos that, like, you could just, it could just be nothing. But also, if you imagined, like.
What, yeah, if you imagined.
If you imagined, like, just this coming up.
Yeah.
And there not being anyone around and you not expecting there to be any footprints. It's pretty freaky. So I'm going to send it to you.
Okay.
And it's gorgeous. Like, you can see, like, the black sand and the Northern Lights and the mountains in the background. And it's so nice. But it's creepy. There's big, wet footprints.
1, 2 3
Because they're coming, like, right up to him, too, and they seem to stop right in front of him.
I'm upset. yeah, it's, like, there's footprints, and you know when you see a footprint, you can tell which side's the toe, which side's the heel?
Mm-hmm.
Like, they're coming from the water up the beach, over the dunes, and they stop, like, they don't continue to the tripod.
Right, they stop,
like, dead in the tracks, and there's about, like, I don't know, based on the distance, like, maybe, like, a couple feet?
Yeah.
Between the last footprint and what, like, where the camera's taking a picture?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God.
Mm-hmm. So they were pretty freaked out by that, because there was, like, no one else around, and no one had kind of walked that way. Like,
oh, my God.
So he goes and grabs his friend, and he's like, what the fuck? You have to see this. And his friend looked at it and was like, oh, yeah, like, I forgot to mention. That's really weird, but I've also been feeling, like, really odd all night. Like, since they went to sleep, he said that he had been unable to sleep in the car because he'd felt like someone was watching them the whole time.
My whole body is, like, having... I just had a full shiver head to toe. Why is his friend only telling him now?
I know, right?
What is wrong with him?
It's like, oh, not to freak you out, but you see those footprints? I also have been feeling really weird. That's really weird.
Yeah.
But both of them were like, oh, it's probably nothing. So they tried to keep taking pictures. They were like, okay, maybe we'll just, like, stick together and keep taking pictures. But then as they continued, they started to hear what sounded like voices, like, carrying over the beach on the wind.
No.
This is where they said, no, absolutely not, and got in the car.
The beach is already a scary enough place at night without ghosts.
Especially with, like,
wet ghosts.
Black sand and Northern Lights and, like, mountains. Yeah. It's very ominous.
There's so much going on. Like, honestly, even looking at this picture is overwhelming.
Yeah.
It looks like, yeah, like an alien planet. And it mm-hmm. also looks like, yeah. And to see that they stop so, like, suddenly and scarily and close. Mm-hmm. And, like, you don't see where they start either, which is also mm-hmm. awful.
Yeah.
Like,
which is, you know, really creepy.
It's so yeah. creepy.
Because it's just, yeah, and it's so dark, and it's so, dark. Open, and they're so isolated yeah. from anything.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Man, we must beware the beach. Like,
yes, that's, stay that's away from the beach. Today. Another place that we have to stay away from. You've seen Jaws.
That's right. Beware the beach.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yuck. So, oh, yeah. So they also, like, they get in the car, and they get away from the beach as fast as they can, and yeah. then as they drove away, they felt like everything kind of get lighter, and like the heavy ominous feeling that they had been feeling was just like gone.
Because I wonder why, like, they're no longer at the beach.
Spooky. Wow. So later, spooky. Eric was talking to, he came across an Icelandic filmmaker when he was traveling somewhere else, and he cool. asked them about this. He's like, oh, have you been to this beach? Do you have any stories about, like, ghosts in the area? Because, like, I had this weird experience. Yeah. And he, the filmmaker, said that he'd actually shot a documentary about this beach, which I couldn't find.
What?
That's but cool. I don't know. Maybe it's not wide release.
Yeah.
A documentary about how the beach is haunted, and that there have been sightings, not just of, like, the ghost Vikings, but also of a giant hairy man walking out of the ocean at night.
Oh, my God. What is that man's story?
I don't know. Is it, like, Beach Bigfoot? Iceland oh Beach God. Bigfoot?
We must beware the Beach Bigfoot.
Yeah. Spooky.
Beach mm-hmm. Bigfoot. I'd never mm-hmm. considered that ever could be an option.
Yeah.
Until right now.
Yeah.
Wow. Because, like, you think Bigfoot, you think, like, Sasquatch. So you think, like, lives in the forest. Or you mm-hmm. think, like, Bigfoot, like, lives in the tundra. Like, we've seen Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, you know, mm-hmm. like, lives in the cold. We've seen Monsters, Inc. We get it. Abominable Snowman.
But, like, I mean, it is cold.
Yeah, but not from the water? I've never considered that.
I know, coming out of the ocean.
Could, yeah, that there could be a beach mm-hmm. Bigfoot. That is really throwing me for a loop here.
Mm-hmm.
Huh. Oh, we love to expand our mind.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow. Wowie, wow, wow. Wowza.
Yep. Spooky. Oh,
fully overwhelmed.
We definitely have to talk about Iceland more, because there's all kinds of, like, not necessarily, like, easy to find kind of, like, haunted places like a lot of other places have.
Yeah.
But a lot of interesting folklore and, like, spooky yes. stories about, yeah, not necessarily ghosts, but spookiness.
But enough, very cool. Like, wow. We very cool love, place. We love a folklore moment. We love
mm-hmm.
it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. One of Taylor's best albums.
We love folklore.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Beach Bigfoot.
Yeah.
I'm going to go to bed tonight, and that's the only thing I'm going to be able to think about.
Like, what about the Viking ghosts, Carly?
Okay, the Viking ghosts I get, though. It's Iceland. Like, I can... that is something I mm-hmm. have not considered before, is ghosts mm-hmm. of Vikings. I've seen yeah. the TV show Ghosts. There's a ghost of a Viking in that. Like,
oh, of course.
I get it. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But, which, like, is terrifying. Invisible Viking ghost walks up the beach to my camera. Awful.
Yeah, but, right?
But Beach Bigfoot is the shock I wasn't expecting today.
Right? Like, what if you were just hanging out at the beach, middle of the night, and just a big hairy man walked out of the ocean
and to you, even in the middle of the day, like, yeah. why is this hairy man just in the ocean? What's happening here?
I'm also trying to think, like, how hairy is he? Is he, like, regular hairy? Like, yeah.
Is he, like,
or is he, like, Bigfoot?
Yeah, is he, like, Cousin It style, or is he, yeah. like,
Is he just like a regular dude?
What's the guy? What's the with the mustache? He's the mustache.
Is he like Tom
guy.
Selleck?
Tom Selleck! Is he like Tom Selleckary? Or is he like or is he like, you know, literally Abominable Snowman?
I just don't know.
Because, like, honestly, any of it is a lot. Any guy coming out of the ocean towards me,
well, especially if they're invisible and you
only see
the footsteps.
For different ways and for different reasons. But, like,
it's
all of
scary.
It.
It's like, you know, in Monsters, Inc., when when that guy gets invisible and is, like, walking around and you can see the wet footsteps. Yeah. That's scary.
That's scary.
What's his name? Randall. Dang. He's scary.
Oh, yeah. He's so scary. Mm-hmm. Or, like, Hotel Transylvania, the Invisible Man.
Okay, he's not that scary, though.
He's not scary, though.
He's funny.
But he could be if you leaned into how scary he's expected to be.
Yeah.
He's not that scary, though, she says. Yeah, it was a bad example.
It's Hotel Transylvania, Carly. It's not scary, scary like Monsters, Inc.
It's not as scary as Monsters, Inc., Carly. Mike Wazowski.
Wow. That's a good movie. You should watch it.
What? It's me, Billy Crystal.
It's you.
It's me. Put that thing back where it came from. So help me. He's literally me in that movie. But
Carly, I finished all of What We Do in the Shadows. That's on Disney Plus.
I need to hear your thoughts and feelings.
It's
now.
Really good. I need more. The new season. I need it.
Yes. The new season is very good. I've seen a few of the episodes. It is very excellent.
I want it.
It's so funny. Make me laugh. Ha ha ha.
Mm-hmm.
It's been the show that I've been watching for the past week to fall asleep to.
Mm-hmm.
It gets me every time. My favorite to fall asleep to and then wake up is to hear Najee go, "In this town."
She's so good.
It's so good. It's
so funny.
Up and down. It's so funny. There's nothing like it's all killer, no filler.
No, yeah, it's so good.
What about the episode where Nandor joins a cult?
It's so good.
It's so good.
It's he just wants to be included.
He just wants to fit in. He's so cute.
I like him in his little outfits.
He's got
his hair, his little blowout.
He blows it out and he's so funny.
Mm-hmm.
It's such a great time. It's so silly. Yeah. No, it's really a masterpiece of a show. They really, like, outdo themselves every time. And not in a, like, over-the-top way. Just in a, like, how much sillier can we get?
Mm-hmm.
And I so appreciate that.
Just in a he-he-he-ha-ha-ha way.
Yeah, not in a, like, I'm trying to make high art way. But in making a ha-ha-he-he-he moment, they are making high art, in my opinion.
It's the highest of art.
It's really high art. Mm-hmm. I agree. It's just the best.
Yeah. It feels so weird to be at the end of the episode and not be like, buy tickets to our live show.
Oh my gosh, that's so
true. We don't
have
anything to plug.
We can back off on plugging it. Wow.
Yeah. We can just tell them to follow us on Instagram and on Twitter and on the Ticking Talks.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
And we can just like vibe a little.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. We don't have
a
very clear agenda.
You can vibe a little. You don't have to feel so harassed.
You don't have to feel harassed by our love. You could just feel our love instead.
Most of you don't have to feel harassed by our love.
You're welcome. You're welcome for it.
You're welcome. We'll keep our love harassing to ourselves. To a minimum amount of people.
That's correct. What I watched this week was I watched Love is Blind, the most recent season.
Okay. I've watched one episode of that.
It's still stupid.
It's so
still
dumb.
A stupid show. It's still dumb. It's the part that gets me is like they continuously prove that love is blind and then they get them out in the real world and then they go, well, you don't live in the city I live in.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, well, my family is confused why we are doing this. So now they are upset. And I'm like, what's happening? like they create course. All these like exterior obstacles that really don't matter.
Yeah.
And value that over like a relationship that they've built. I don't know. I'm very confused by it.
I don't know. Like, of course they're going to, though. Like, I feel like it's such a weird way to, like, a weird thing to base a relationship off of is just any reality show. It's going to be weird.
Yeah. I think it's because of, yeah. I guess it's because they, like, force them to go through, like, such a quick process mm-hmm. of, like, and, like, turnover and, like, make them literally get married.
Yeah.
That, like, why people get so confusion.
Yeah. It's just weird. They're like, okay, we have to get married now because we were on a TV show together.
Yeah. Like, yeah. And it's also so weird how it so reinforces monogamy. Mm-hmm. like, so hard. Like, it's to the point where you're like, that's very upsetting. like, people are just trying to, like, hang out and get to know each other and have a nice time.
They're like, no, you have to get married.
You must get married to only one. You must do it right now.
Now. Shit. Okay.
Yeah. The only reality show from Netflix that I like better, I think, mm-hmm. is Too Hot to Handle. I love Too Hot to Handle.
Because they're too hot to handle. You can't even handle it.
They can't even handle it. None of us can handle it. It's literally just because it's, like... It's the kind of opposite of this one.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, they're just like, look at how hot you are. Now do nothing. it's so funny.
Now and then do it forces not touch them to open up.
Yeah, whereas this one's like, you can't see each other. Now open up. Like, it's funny.
Yeah,
Too
funny.
Hot to Handle just makes me giggle because they're also all really dumb.
Mm-hmm.
Not to be that girl, like, reality stars are dumb, but like... You can see how they're going through their lives and what they're saying. It's very funny. Because we can't all be everything except for us, because we're everything. We're hot and smart, but...
Yeah, but not everybody is.
Not everyone can be, you know.
And you can't expect that from everybody.
The problem is, we would audition for Too Hot to Handle, then they'd say, you're too smart, you can't come.
Mm-hmm.
We would audition for Love is Blind, and then they'd say, you're too hot. You're smart, but you're too hot.
Yeah, they're like, I'm so sorry.
We're so sorry. We can't have you being so hot.
Mm-hmm.
You have to be, like, middle hot, like top. Like, everyone's top hot if you're going to be on a reality show. But you have to be the middle of the top to be on the show, but you're the top of the top. And we'd say, we know.
We're too tippity top.
Yeah, sorry. We're too hot for Love is Blind, but we're too hot to handle. It'll never work for us. We'll never be able to go on those shows. That's why we have this show, because we can be as hot and smart as we want.
And nobody will even know that we're so hot because it's an audio medium, unless they come to our live show, which we're not even plugging because we already did it.
We did it. But also, some people might think our voices are hot.
Maybe.
Maybe.
Hi.
Do you like it when we die?
Do we sound sexy?
Do we sound really hot?
Do we sound so
wondering how hot we sound.
Okay, everyone's gonna turn off the podcast right now.
So they've all clicked off. They're like, stop talking about how hot you are.
Oh my god, shut up. Carly.
Yes, Cecilia.
I have a question for you.
You do? I love questions. Yeah. And I love answering them, so I'm ready.
Have you by any chance seen any ghosts lately?
Oh! I so didn't see this coming. I haven't seen any ghosts.
No surprise. Oh, shit, Carly.
I know. Oh, shit. Hey, Cecilia, I have a question for you.
Yeah, though. Okay. Yeah.
Actually, it's the same question you just asked me, and it's, have you seen any ghosts lately?
Honestly, I haven't really been going anywhere lately other than, like, our live show. Mm. Kind of just, you know, staying home, hiding from the world. and, no, I haven't seen any ghosts.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, honestly, that's kind of where I've been as well.
Mm-hmm.
Except
although
not
we
at home.
Did. We didn't talk about it on our live show, but we went on a ghost tour at the Hermitage.
That's true.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we mentioned it very briefly. We did go on that ghost walk, and that was really cool.
It was fun. So if you want to listen to us talk about the Hermitage, we did on episode, I don't know, something.
Yeah, we did it in the winter.
We did it. I'll find it.
Yeah.
So we talked about the Hermitage. Cool. It's a local Hamilton, I guess, Ancaster, spooky haunted spot. We talked about it on episode 109.
Yeah, baby.
We love you a lot, Ka.
We love you a lot, Ka. We do love you a lot, mm-hmm. Ka.
So we talked about it on that episode. It's like the ruins of an old house that's out in Ancaster. But we went there, and there was a fun little ghost walk that we went on the day before Halloween, and it was dark, and it was spooky.
It was so spooky and but, so fun, and it reminded me how fun it is to do stuff like that, and that now that things like that are happening again, we should do more of them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and
absolutely.
And we can report back to our friends.
Mm-hmm.
Because we used to do it so much. We didn't do it, like, a ton, but we did it a lot more than we have
we been. We did it quite a bit.
Yeah. Like, looking back, we did it quite a bit.
We should definitely do more. I mean, probably not in the winter.
No, winter's cold. But, like, I think back in the spring, once things thaw out, we might be in for a tour.
Yeah.
Yes.
So we didn't see any ghosts, but we were quite spooked.
That's right. And you liked it, and we liked it, and it was very good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Spooky. Yeah, so that's the spookiness that we have. That's all the spookiness that we have for this week.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. And we just want to thank you for joining us, because it's been a
thank
nice
you.
Time.
Yeah. We thank you, and we love you, and we'll see you next time on Ghost Story Everywhere.
Yeah, we'll see you next week, baby.
Hell yeah.
That's right.
Thank you, babe.
Oh, all right then. Oh, I gotta go. Bye.
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 Do you want to keep it in? You want to add the metronome to our episodes? You think that's a good thing?
I'll add it back. Yeah. Mm-hmm. When I edit it.
So add the metronome and post.
Yeah. Yeah.
Thank you.
Add metronome here. Great. Tick, 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 tick.